Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 10th of July, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we have stirrings of activity from the local theater community, including an audition or two, and music from Francis of Delirium, Causeway, Adam Ma, Mar Emanuel, Zach Pick, The Manvilles, Missy D, Regen, Clone, The Intelligence Service, and Ennio Morricone. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local, independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, hi. So how do we sound? Getting the home studio put together here bit by bit. I am not talking to you on my phone anymore. I actually have an actual microphone. This is an Electrovoice RE10, which I've had since about 30 years, since the early 90s. And I just finally got it hooked up to an actual digital recording device. I just took delivery on a Zoom HN4 Pro. It's the special edition red version. It's very stylish. And it's the one that all the stars use, according to the ads. It's also the one that a lot of your CITR documentaries and interviews are recorded on as well. So, you know, it's legit. It's legit. It's good. And I'm still in the spare bedroom at home here. But someday I might actually put some padding on the wall so it doesn't quite sound quite so echoey. But hopefully the sound quality is a little bit better than it was in the past when I was just recording it off my iPhone. Anywho, we got a pretty good show lined up for you. So why don't we just get right into some music? This is a group. They're based in Luxembourg, but they're actually from around here. The singer-songwriter is from Vancouver, and the drummer and arranger is from Seattle, and now they live in Luxembourg. They're called Francis of Delirium.
Path right in front, I'm not unsure. It's all a circle to me now. Stuck with the same thoughts, the same well. I'm not.
Jesse Awards were announced last week. I can't say handed out because, like, hello, COVID. But we do have cause to celebrate here because many friends of this show were honored. So let's go through it. Starting with the large theater category, Alessandro Giuliani took sound design for the Arts Club's production of The Great Leap. Also from the Arts Club, Scott Bellis directed Noises Off. And that one also took Best Play in the large theater category. In the small theater category, Kevin McNulty took Best Lead Performance for The Father, which was a production of the Search Party Theater Company. My nephew's Aunt Mindy took the Best Director for The Father, and the cast of Company were honored for their ensemble work, including friends of the show Steve Maddock, Jenny Newman, Anthony Santiago, Jen Serratos, Jonathan Winsby, Nick Fontaine, Graham Coffing, and Katie Wright. Congratulations to all of them. And a frequent guest on this show, Chris Lamb, took the Ray Michael Award for Outstanding New Director. And directing is just one of the things he does. Of course, there were plenty of other awards given out that night, and you can see the full list at jesseawards.com.
I just want the feeling. I just want the crown. I don't really need it. I just like the sound. I just want the feeling. I just want the crown. I don't really need it. I just like the sound. I just want the feeling. I just want the crown. I don't really need it. I just like the sound. Just like the sound. I'm haunted, wanted, followed by the things I never finished, but I started, restarted, wanting something new, but it feels like a setback. I just want my past back. Can I get it all back? I feel alone in this, liberated, no resources to work it out, to get out of this place, in this town. Turn it all upside down. want the feeling, I just want the crown. I don't really need it, I just like the sound. Yeah, I just want the feeling, I just want the crown. I don't really need it, I just like the sound. I'm killing it all, closing off my ego and my sense of pride. It's taking some time to realize that I had it all. Miles away, but I denied it, denied it. Didn't wanna hear it from myself until it happened. How could this have happened? Is this how it all ends? I feel alone in this, liberated, no resources to work it out, to get out of this place, this town. Turn it all upside down. I just want the feeling, I just want the crown. I don't really need it, I just like the sound. Like the sound, yeah. I just want the feeling, I just want the crown. I don't really need it, I just like the sound. I'm killing it all.
Boca del Lupo is running two live theater projects, Red Phone and Plays to Perform at Home. And it's going on until the 22nd of August. So this is a way that creates a sort of a different theater experience rather than just going online and watching a virtual performance, which is basically just watching somebody in their living room on television. They're actually trying to recreate the theater experience in a COVID-friendly environment. So the first show is Red Phone. It takes place between two handcrafted, fully enclosed phone booths outfitted with a vintage Red Phone and an integrated teleprompter. So the audience members engage each other in a five-minute conversation, which is written for them by a Canadian playwright. So the act of having the conversation with an unseen partner provides an anonymity that adds to the intimacy of the performance. It encourages participants to be the actor in their own theatrical experience. It's a one-of-a-kind performance experience that has been described as the theatrical equivalent of singing in the shower. It's free, and it's open 3 days a week. Anyone can walk up into one of the phone booths with a friend or a family member and spend 5 minutes engaging in some of the most urgent, touching, thought-provoking conversations written by some of Canada's most exciting writers. It's called Red Phone. It's running on Granville Island from July 1st to August 22nd. It's free, and walk-ups are encouraged, and donations are welcome. Now, if you don't want to leave the house, Boca del Lupo is also offering plays to perform at home. Four Canadian playwrights have been commissioned to write scripts to be performed around the dinner table, the picnic blanket, or the campfire this summer. They're 10 to 20 minutes long with 3 to 8 characters. It's packaged up in a nice little boutique box and delivered to your home. They ask the audience to take a leading role in creating a piece of theater with the close friends or family that they have chosen to be part of their bubble. Some of the playwrights that are contributing are Hiro Kanagawa, Giovanni C., Liana Brody, Karen Hines. Each script will be a different genre, ranging from kitchen sink drama to satirical farce. It's available for order online at bocadelupo.com and in person at their storefront office on Granville Island on Cartwright Street. So if you want to find out more about plays to perform at home or the Red Phone series, go to Boca del Lupo, bocadelupo.com.
The day's just getting warmer. Another hour, another step towards summer. We were never meant to last very long. Ooh, very long. On your face, the sun shines like it's new. And when I close my eyes, I see the better parts of you. 30 days, and we'll be just like we're supposed to. Then I'll find it hard to forget that we were never to last very long.
Well, we have an audition notice. Can you believe it? Things are actually starting to get back to normal. City Opera Vancouver is doing a new chamber opera called Chinatown by Madeleine Thien and Alice Ping-Yi Ho. It's the story of 6 Chinese Canadians and their families set in China, in Vancouver's Chinatown. And it's sort of centered around 1961, but it pivots in time across several decades. They're scheduling the production to go into the Playhouse in early September 2021, but they're starting the audition process now. They're looking for highly qualified Asian Canadian singers to submit online material only. They're looking for a resume, a headshot, and an audition video. Now, the video submissions can be up to 10 minutes in length with minimal editing. They want you to include two works of contrasting character, sung in English and Toisan or Cantonese. Please indicate if you're a member of Equity or comparable organization. The deadline for submission of materials is the 10th of September, so you've got a couple of months. And if you wanted to know where to send it and more information, you can go to cityoperavancouver, all one word, .com.
Our love, it is new, but it never feels old. We leave each other hanging on, hanging on, hanging on. You keep opening the door. The years are flying by, flying by, flying by, like pages in the wind. But you and I both know that I'm caught in your atmosphere. Close, but I'm nowhere near. I thought that the sky would be clear in your atmosphere. Our love, it is a moon, never feels old. There's too much calm before, calm before, calm before. Forget what we're living for. Too busy to love, busy to love. Too tired to cry. And it's been a long, long.
Yeah.
Presentation House Theatre is entering their first stage of reopening with the Creative Hub Cooperative. Starting the first week of July, artist members in theatre, dance and music will be welcomed back to Presentation House to work on their projects. Co-op members have access to studio and production space to create, experiment and develop live performing arts works, in exchange for which artists support the facility and other artists' activities as volunteers, matching individual skill sets with interests to jobs at hand. Let's do that again. Co-op members have access to studio and production space to create, experiment, and develop live performing arts works, in exchange for which artists support the facility and other artists' activities as volunteers, matching individual skill sets and interests to jobs at hand. Let's start this all over again. Presentation House Theatre is entering their first stage of reopening with the Creative Hub Cooperative. Starting the first week of July, artist members in theatre, dance and music will be welcomed back to Presentation House to work on their projects. Co-op members have access to studio and production space to create, experiment and develop live performing arts works, in exchange for which artists support the facility and other artists' activities as volunteers, matching individual skill sets and interests to jobs at hand. You'll find out more details, including FAQs and a co-op membership application form at phtheater.org. Just click on the Creative Hub Co-op tab.
We'll be right back.
We lost another musical great this week, Ennio Morricone. He was 91 years old. Now, although he preferred to have been famous for his symphonic work, he was probably best known as an Oscar-winning composer, most recently picking up the statue in 2016 for Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. But he's probably most famous for his theme from Sergio Leone's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I encourage you to please do some research and find out more about Ennio Morricone. He did some very memorable work, including movies like Once Upon a Time in America, Once Upon a Time in the West. He didn't do Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but he did do Cinema Paradiso. Just an amazing composer. And he was also the inspiration for a local composer, also guest on this show, The Land of Deborah, who recently scored Michelle Modoon's female version of the gunfight at the OK Corral called Last Stand to Nowhere, which is now available on fine streaming services everywhere. So if you want to get an idea of the legacy and the impact of Ennio Morricone, that would be a good place to start. But for now, let's just enjoy this. Our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Today we heard music from Francis of Delirium, Causeway, Adam Ma, Mar Emanuel, Zach Pick, The Manvilles, Missy D, Regen, Clone, The Intelligence Service, and Ennio Morricone. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, you can check out Theater Wire and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at citr.ca. You can also find us at player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because it'll really make Sharon's day. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, this is Janelle from Anybody's, and you're listening to CITR.
Broken hearts. This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy the sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.